It is 7:36 p.m. on Monday, January 5th, 2015. I'm calling to order the Borough Council meeting of the Borough of Edgewood. Ms. Bastianini would call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Here.
Dr. Wallace. Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson.
Here.
Dr. Petrola.
Here.
Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the mayor and solicitor are also in attendance. If you all please stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance with me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, we'll entertain items from the floor. Okay. Hi. All right. No items from the floor. And then shall we entertain a motion for the authorization of payments of bills for goods and services? Mr. Wainwright.
I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee on bill list dated December 31st, 2014, from the general fund in the amount of $4,273.08, and from the sewer fund in the amount of $106,820.11 for a total of $111,093.19. And on bill list dated January 2nd, 2015, from the general fund in the amount of $113,459.03 and from the sewer fund in the amount of $12,046.31 for a total of $123,955.34.
Second.
Questions so that's, or comments? I'm just doing the math here. Questions or comments?
The last bills of 2014, the new bills of 2015. If I might write, Julie, the sewer fund bill for 2014 was the Alcosan pass-through.
Correct. It was the final Alcosan payment.
Okay. And the primary bills for the first 2015 were large one-time insurance payments for building insurance,
professional liability,
and that kind of thing, which is mopped it up a little higher than usual.
We do the two bill lists because the borough operates on a cash basis of accounting.
Any other questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola. Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Committee action, ordinance 1048, the zoning ordinance and subdivision and land ordinance. First reading, Mr. Wainwright. By title only.
This ordinance shall be known and may be cited as the Borough of Edgewood Zoning Ordinance. The accompanying district map shall be known and may be cited as the Borough of Edgewood Zoning Map. Illustrations in the appendix provide supporting information.
Any questions or comments regarding ordinance 1048?
I'll just comment that this process began probably 9 months ago, with council requesting that the zoning ordinance be looked at by the Planning Commission to update. We have held Planning Commission meetings probably monthly since that point that have been advertised and open to the public. We've also had joint meetings of the Planning Commission and the Borough Council to discuss the progress and to go over some of the details. And at their December meeting, the Planning Commission recommended the adoption of these current ordinances to Council.
And at 7 o'clock this evening, we held the public hearing meeting for the proposed zoning ordinance and the subdivision and land development ordinance, which was duly advertised and held here in Council chambers. Any questions or comments? Questions for? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye. And the first reading of ordinance 1048 passes. Now, I have a point of order question with respect to the subdivision and land ordinance. That read separately by title?
Do you have the updated one?
Ah, no, I didn't. Okay, never mind. Reading of ordinance 1049, we're good. I didn't have the reading of ordinance 1049, the subdivision and land development ordinance. First reading, Mr. Wainwright.
This chapter shall be known and may be cited as the Edgewood Borough Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance.
Second.
Questions or comments?
This ordinance followed the same process previously discussed.
Ms. Bastini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola. Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the first reading of ordinance 1049 passes. Motion to advertise ordinance 1048 and 1049. Mr. Wainwright.
Move to advertise ordinance 1048 and ordinance 1049.
Second.
Questions or comments?
There is a separate special advertisement for zoning ordinances. You're aware of that?
Yes. The 30-day process, is that what you're discussing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's already been completed.
That's what I thought.
Any other questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Business meeting, Volunteer Fire Department. Mr. Reynolds, welcome. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well, Borough Council. You've probably already received our official correspondence for our new officers for 2015. I'm the president. Steve Howley is the vice president. Joey Montgomery will make his premiere as the treasurer of the Volunteer Fire Department, and Anthony Piccola will stay on as the secretary. Mr. Howley will also be the chief. I'll be the assistant chief. Jared Amos will be the captain, and we have four different lieutenants. Doug Greer, Fred Caprio, Paul Nye, and I'm a loser, I forgot the last one. Our fire school started on January 4th. We appreciate the borough letting us use the council chambers. It's my hope that they've been maintaining it at the end of class. If there's a problem, please let me know. Our fund drive has been successful. We're a little bit behind from last year, but we're coming along. The construction of the squad garage has been progressing quite nicely. We've completed two of the three proposed rooms. The last room we're holding off until we can get the electrical inspected. The last part of the squad garage will be the cutting a man door from the squad garage into the apparatus bays, which we hope will get done perhaps either this week or sometime next week. I'm also very proud to announce that we are sponsoring a Biggest Loser, Biggest Quitter contest. For the fire department, but we're happy to have other public safety employees participate as well. For $20, you too can compete against the fire department to see how many people can lose weight starting this Thursday, which will be the initial weigh-in, and the final weigh-in will be on March 20th. Of the money that is contributed, 70% will go to the two top losers, and then if you are a smoker and you stay clean and you don't smoke for the entire period of the contest, you'll split up to 80% of the pot. So we're trying to get everybody in shape and get everybody to quit smoking. If you'd like to participate, Borough Council, you are so invited.
Excellent.
And I'll take any questions you might have.
Any questions for Mr. Reynolds? I think that's a great, great idea.
I agree. All right. Fairly well in the new year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Recreation report, Ms. Bastianini.
Thank you, Madam President. Not much to report. Youth basketball is underway. We have a full week this year. All of the teams are full. They practice each weeknight. One of the teams practices, and their games are on weekends at the Edgewood Primary School gym. And I believe adult basketball is also underway and
yes.
Kicking
Nobody
back.
Got hurt seriously yet. So.
That's all I have.
All right. Thank you.
Madam President?
Yes.
Julie, if I'm not mistaken, did you not get an email about the playground and the bench?
No.
Okay. It looks as if the Edgewood Foundation received full funding.
Yes, I did hear, I heard of this today. I believe, and the Edgewood Foundation can fill us in more next time they are at a council meeting, that they were asked to participate in the Pittsburgh Foundation Wish Book, which is a book that the Pittsburgh Foundation sends out to their donors at the end of the year. And the organizations are asked, what would you like for under $2,500? And the Edgewood Foundation put in that they would like a wheelchair-accessible picnic bench that's movable and can be moved from one location to another. And a generous donor granted that wish and cut them a check for $2,500 to purchase a wheelchair-accessible picnic table.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
I don't know the details yet on when that will be happening or specs for the table, but I'm sure they'll be passing it along
as it becomes available. I look forward to hearing their formal report to council.
Where will it go?
It could go. It would go down at the field, but the nice thing about it being movable is as we have events, we could take it to that location. So if there's a potluck at Dixon Park, it can be moved there. If it's Oktoberfest, we can put it under the tent for Oktoberfest, out for movie nights, wherever it would be of best use.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Anything else? Any other questions for Ms. Bastianini? Water Authority report, Mr. Fuller.
Water Authority did not meet in December.
But they did not raise rates for this year.
No, they did not. There was no rate increase. And part of that was due to... they changed the way they bid the paving, and they ended up saving close to $1 million on their paving. They also changed companies, and I don't know if that had anything to do with it. But, instead of bidding square feet, they bid square feet instead of poundage. So that saved them a lot of money.
I have a question. Is the monthly billing still moving forward?
Theoretically, we were supposed to, we're one of the last books, and I'm not sure why, but probably since the last quarter went out, they didn't say anything on the bill. Originally, it was supposed to be around February, but I would imagine it will be after the next quarter.
Okay.
March.
Okay. If you could put me in touch with somebody who could give us the blurb for the newsletter.
Tony, either... Probably Tony.
Okay.
Source.
Great. Thank you. I've got it.
Any other questions for Mr. Fuller? Planning Commission report, Mayor Cook.
Embarrassingly so, missed the public hearing, which I apologize for. You all probably know more than I do at the current moment.
Yes, there was the public hearing. There were three things that came up. One was a request for a poultry ordinance, which we addressed that that had been assigned to general government. Mr. Wainwright indicated that he has a first draft of one to be reviewed and discussed by council. The second issue was allowing food trucks on the main thoroughfare instead of side streets. The owner of the Square Cafe also spoke to that issue. We discussed the issue of safety along South Braddock Avenue and how, you know, the number of residents as well as the Civic Association had expressed concern about people not crossing at the crosswalk, and that that was a concern for having an additional reason for people not to walk the 100 feet to the corner. We also discussed with them as an aside, presented to them the opportunity for the businesses there to promote a safety campaign for their patrons. You know, we'll keep a table for you. Cross at the crosswalk. We want to be able to feed you, you know, lose weight before you get here, walk that one extra 100 feet, whatever. But that was our concern. There was some discussion about, in particular, the food truck for the Square Cafe, perhaps being able to park at Saunders on Saunders and general government. We'll look at that variance or conditional use or whatever with respect to that. There had been some discussion about it, but at the time that it was requested, there was some concern about, you know, where to park it, and once again, the safety issue.
And solicitation.
Because our solicitation ordinance talks about permits from Monday through Friday and not Saturday, and also that a food truck is considered a temporary business as opposed to a, you know, extension of a permanent business like the Square Cafe. So that's something that we may, you know, the general government will look into. But the rationale for our concern being a public safety concern was well received. And the other was the number of special conditional uses that are outlined in the zoning ordinance, and that was addressed by Mr. Pashek and also the chair of the Planning Commission, who talked about also with Mr. Berry's comment. Most of those are academic because of the way that the borough is already built out. Other than, you know, parcel D, there's not much development, and so having that extra review is really not seen as a burden on the Planning Commission or council. You know, we're very well aware of making sure that diligence so that we're careful not to set a precedence, you know. And also, there was a discussion of, you know, if there was a catastrophic event, like if the block burned down, you know, that you could have, you know. And we kind of said, well, that would be the least of our worries if that should happen, which was also well received. So that was. Did I miss anything with the public meeting? That was basically what was discussed with respect to the zoning and the Saldo. I talked. On behalf of council, I do want to thank, and I should have while they were here, but it wasn't the real meeting. So, you know, we want to thank the efforts of the Planning Commission, the members of the Planning Commission. As Ms. Bastianini said, met monthly for about 9 months, and were very thoughtful as they did their review, and mindful of our community and the standards of the community. And also, as Mr. Berry pointed out, also were in keeping with the multi-municipal plan that we worked on with Swiss Fell and Rankin with respect to the industrial division, and Ms. Bastianini updated us in that the memorandum of understanding with respect to that is going to go before Rankin Council.
So thank you for the update, and sorry for again. Thank you for updating me, and sorry again for my absence.
No. It's important to do that now at this meeting, so that we're all on the same.
Can we also officially thank Allegheny County for providing the grant money?
And we thank Allegheny County very much for the grant money in which to do this revision and update of our ordinances. Those kind of grants are important, and it's using your tax dollars wisely so that we can have continuity in our zoning ordinance language, which is what you want.
Right.
Council of Government report, Mr. Wilson.
They did not meet for your meeting next week, third week.
Borough Solicitor report, Mr. Berry.
No separate report, Madam President.
Borough Manager report, Ms. Bastianini.
Thank you, Madam President. December marks the first December ever that Public Works was not called out to salt roads or to plow streets.
Oh, my God.
Our collective memory of this goes back about 20 years, and we're pretty sure that it was 20 years prior to that, too, that there's never been a December before that they haven't been called out. So this is good news for our budget, both for SALT and in terms of our overtime figures. But don't worry, I think they'll be getting called out tonight. The McKay Street emergency repair projects. The nice weather the past few weeks have really helped us out, and the wall itself, the construction has been completed. So the beams are 30 foot down into the bedrock. The concrete slabs have been built. As soon as the weather permits, there's still some work to be done. The project's not over. There's one more storm sewer catch basin that needs to be installed that couldn't be done until the wall was built. And we also need to put a curb up on McKay, because right now there's nothing catching the water. It's just going over the hillside. So that will happen as soon as weather permits. We also need to pave the section of the McKay Alley. And as you all know, you can't pave until it's 40 degrees and rising. So the paving will happen in the spring. It will not be part of our roads program. It will be part of this emergency repair contract. The price has already been included in what we were given.
Is there any way to get an artist or somebody to paint that wall? You know, put a nice mural on that wall?
We could. I know both homeowners plan to build garages, So you won't see a large section of it, but restoration has also not been done, so the section of the wall on the side, we will replant what has been removed, maybe some nice vines to cover it up, but there will be garages in front of it as well. Paving, we've discussed with the department or the Public Works Committee. I think we're going to get a meeting together pretty soon. I've been in discussion with the borough's engineers about getting our long-term 10 or 12-year road paving plan set up. So hopefully within the next month we can go over the preliminary list of streets to pave with the committee. Only other thing I have is that today an auditor was here from PennDOT to do our liquid fuels audit for 2013. There were no findings. He was gone before lunchtime, but as soon as I have an official report, we'll distribute it to council members. That's all I have.
Anything for Ms. Bastianini? Any new business to be brought before council at this time?
I'm not the chair, but maybe community services may want to have a meeting regarding food trucks.
In the library.
In the library,
yeah. Okay. I want a meeting too.
Department of Works.
Okay. Well, you give me some dates here, folks, and we.
Yeah, who else is on it?
Public Works.
DPW is you, me, and Dr. Petrola.
Okay.
Good for you. 15th won't work for me, or the next meeting will not work for me. I will be out of town.
Next, I'm going to the national championship. Yeah, I won't be here for the day.
Like a true Buckeye.
Big weekend.
Yeah,
big weekend.
Yeah.
Big weekend. Buckeye Nation.
97 days to open the day.
What's an easy night for you? Want to try Monday, or you tell me?
I'm easy anytime so. For meetings.
Yeah. I mean, really, outside of that with the national championship week.
The Monday after that, the borough office is closed for Martin Luther King. And our council meeting is the 20th.
That's the.
So I would suggest later in that week or sometime the week of the 26th.
It's got to be the 26th then.
Okay.
All right.
So January 26th, DPW meeting to discuss the road program. What time?
Like
6:30, 7:30.
Like 7.
7. 7.
Okay. Community service. Do you want to meet?
Yeah. When do you want to meet?
Whenever. I have no conflicts.
We'll just meet. How long is this? How long do you think this meeting's going to take? Do I meet before? Same day.
Yeah, that's fine.
Remember, 6:30 on the 26th. Community service.
Yeah, just jam it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not. The DPW meeting may take a little longer because we really have to kind of look
through. Go through some maps and charts.
Yeah, but
should we take a drive?
We'll drive some roads.
Any other new business?
Hold it late.
Do we need an executive session?
I'm going to try to get to Wilkinsburg and bring up Walnut with them.
Can we have like a 30-second executive session to discuss potential litigation?
Yes, we will go into executive session to discuss potential litigation. Will there be potential action? No action will follow. And so before we adjourn into executive session, I just want to remind folks that the next council meeting will be Tuesday, January 20th, in honor of Martin Luther King Day, which is on that Monday. And on the 26th Monday, we will have a 6:30 meeting for community service. And at 7 p.m. Following will be a Department of Public Works meeting to discuss the road program. Is there anything else before we go into executive session? Then it is 8:02, and we're going to go into executive session. There will not be any action following with respect to executive session.
Right.